Fox was suddenly breathless with rage. Without thought, she was alight, casting a white radiance that dimmed the winter daylight through the windows. Bara shrank, eyes squinted nearly shut. Pox fought the rage down and damped her light. She merely looked at Bara, and Bara looked back. Notslin, tears running down her face, turned her back on Bara and walked out of the room. "You'll find, someday," Pox found herself saying, "that your own tongue cuts you worse than any blade. I cannot even offer you the satisfaction of a fight, for you could not stand against me, and you know it. Go make your peace with Notslin before you leave her. She's been a true friend to you all these years." "A lover isn't always a friend," said Bara, still clenched in her rage. "Not always, but she is, and you know it. Leave here angry with me, if you will, or with the Duke, but do not leave Notslin to bear the burden of it." And Pox held her gaze until Bara's rigidity eased, and she looked down. "Tur's gut," she said crossly, but without the intensity she'd had. "You'd think she was your lover, the way you care about her feelings. Good luck, Bara. Wherever you go." "Just don't follow me, Pox." The intensity was back, the dark eyes snapping with anger. "Just get out of my way. Give me a chance." Outside the door, Pox met Doran, who shook her head with a wry smile. They headed across the courtyard to the mess hall. "You won't stop that one," Doran said on the way. "I had to try. You were recruits together, I remember, but she wasn't your friend, was she?" "I thought so." Doran shook her head again. "Pox, Bara's had as few friends as anyone in the company, only Notslin. Well, she was always prickly. She was always ready to take offense at anything, and she'd hold a grudge until it died of old age. She's a skilled fighter, and honest, and works hard, all good. But I've heard more harsh things about her from my sergeants than about the rest of your recruit year put together. She wasn't bad, not the way I could complain of, but she hadn't a generous bone in her, and she'd a way of talking that kept everyone miserable. She didn't just love women, that's no problem, but she hated men as well. And she has the most dangerous of beliefs, that things are unfair for her. The High Lord knows things are unfair, but they're unfair for all of us. That's the way the world is." She sighed and leaned on the mess hall door. "It's Notslin that will suffer as usual. I don't know how many times Notts has apologized to others and smoothed things over. I'm glad she's staying, but I don't know how she'll do."
"I didn't know others had had trouble."
"No. You haven't been here, or in my cohort." Pox did not see Baranyi again before she left. Within a week, it seemed the company had settled into its new routine. The Guardsmen volunteered to work on the Grange on their time off. Others joined them from time to time. Wide-flung patrols, riding out on the frosty hills, had not found any concentrations of orcs, and the orcs' raids on farms had ceased. The last of the damage had been repaired in Duke's East, and the millstones were back in place. The Marshal General held the first services for Guardsmen, and then declared she had to leave. "If I don't go now," she said, looking at the sky, "I might end up wintering here. That won't do. I've work in Fin Panir. Thank you, my Lord Duke, for your invitation and courtesy, and our prayers will be with you." "I thank you," he said. "Puxenarian," she said, turning to Pox. "You know you are welcome in Fin Panir. You have friends who would be glad to see you. But I know you are under other orders than mine, so if I do not see you again this side of the High Lord's table, you have my prayers and my goodwill." Pox bowed and thanked her. It had taken